Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This podcast is sponsored by Freedom Mortgage, dedicated to veterans and your homeownership needs. Visit freedommortgage.com/CBS Vets. NMLS 2767. Equal housing lender.
Youngstown. That's scary. Jesus Christ.
I want to hear about that.
Let's just call it, like, Vet Beard. Is that what we call this segment?
Sure.
Call it a dumb idea is what I call it. Every day I look in the mirror and I go, oh, what a good idea this was.
Yeah, beardless people describe the world.
See my stupid face and this whole neck thing I've got going on. No, thank you. This beard is coming back. My son told me, you should grow back your beard, Daddy. You look kind of silly. But I agree.
What?
And now I'm back at the part where it's just long enough to where if I feel it for a flash second, I get a word of, crap, I didn't shave today.
Oh, yeah.
that little thing. I mean, when I have a big, long beard, obviously.
No, it's soft.
Who cares?
It's nice. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But when I have just a little stubble, it's like, crap.
I know. How come my goatee is always a thing we joke about? But before we get into any more jokes, we're calling this Vet Beard because, as this is a podcast and you can't see my freshly shaven, baby faced colleagues over here, I just want to start by saying you guys both had some pretty fierce beards. And Jake, I was always taken by your comment you mentioned in the meeting the other day. Like a veteran has to have three things.
Yeah, there's three. If you want to be a veteran, you need three things. You need a motorcycle, a beard, and a gut.
Boom. Three for three, baby. Both of us.
So now, Jake, you're like two out of three.
Yeah. Now, hopefully, shortly, I'll be one out of three. But hey, you know what? Well, that's another conversation.
My gut's gotten so big, I'm like 2 3/4 out of three. The beard was a small percentage of my triumvirate.
Well, I like that there's a lot of different organizations that do this for a lot of different reasons. And of course, we're all familiar with, like, there's like the No Shave November, and that's, I believe, to support
prostate cancer awareness.
Prostate cancer awareness. And then there's Movember, which is the growing of the mustache in November, and that is to support, I believe, a similar awareness of another kind of cancer. Or
I don't know. I don't participate because if I try to grow a mustache, I look like a child molester. It's not a good look for me.
Which is a fine line with mustaches, because most people with them, unless you've really got like a face for it, like a Tom
There's
Selleck.
No such thing as a face for a mustache, with like two exceptions. Tom Selleck and
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. He does it well. Everybody else just looks weird with that little caterpillar on top of the lip.
Yeah.
Go full beard. And then don't be one of these weirdos who shaves their entire face and leaves the neck beard. Which is, I've heard people say neck beard when we're referring to an actual beard.
Right.
No, a neck beard is when you don't have the mustache or the chin area. It's just like the strap and then this hair growing out underneath your chin. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible look.
I've
kind of popularized by the Amish, I think.
Yeah, I've considered doing the just the goatee underneath the chin, just a little strip there, kind of like Scott Ian from Anthrax has got going on.
Oh, yeah.
But I just realized, you know what? The full beard takes less work, because the steps to grow a full beard, here, I'm going to let you know the actual secrets to growing a proper beard. Step one, don't shave.
That's a good one. Okay. That's important. If you keep shaving, you won't grow a beard. Yeah. I do know that.
Step two?
Continue to not shave. Yeah.
see step one.
Get like, I think what Jake is talking about is like all the guys who get like oils and different like lotions and salves. I've never used a salve in my life, and I never will. I had a nice beard, and you know what I did with it? I trimmed it when I felt I needed to, and other than that, nothing. I didn't put anything on it. It's your body. It grows. It's biology. Unless you're Phil Briggs. You got mange on like 9/10 of your face.
This is called the tight goatee, or the, as I like to call it, smooth criminal.
I like to call it, are you a baseball player from the 90s?
Wait, it's just
Ken Caminiti. How you doing?
It just fills out my face. It just, as you guys know, we get a little bit older as vets. Our face gets a little rounder.
Yeah, that's why I miss my beard. I miss how it hit, how round my face had gotten.
You guys are.
But then you got people like our own Matt Sainsing, who claims he's taking supplements to grow his beard back faster, which I kind of understand, because I was on the way to getting the epic Viking beard going on. On my way, and then he comes up with this too. Yeah, and he comes up with this dumb idea. Hey guys, let's shave our beards.
This is the one that was a really good impression, by the way. And this is the only time I'm ever going to do this. It's not happening. This is the second time. I got out of the Navy in 2011 and started growing a beard. I had to shave every day, and I hated it. And to be honest, it's more like every other day. I just wouldn't do it some days. I grew a beard for like 4 years. And then on my wife's birthday, I shaved it off. She said, oh, you don't need to do that. And I said, okay, good, because I never will again. And until this thing, which came up last week, which I did begrudgingly, but if I'm a team player, man, I did.
No, and you guys are. And I think it's important to note that, like, we are doing this and
we don't know why.
We don't know why. Yeah. I know. I paused there because I was going to say something kind of profound. Like, well, we're doing this to raise awareness of this, or we're doing this to raise awareness for that. But really, we're not.
It's kind of just become a thing to me in November. Like, I'm sure the message behind it was prostate cancer originally, or something like that. You know, when I learned that, like, a couple weeks ago, like, I never knew. I just knew the No Shave November. People did it for different reasons. And sometimes they did it just for attention. Sometimes they did it for various things. For us, you know, I guess since we're all veterans, maybe we're bringing attention to veterans' issues and the fact that veterans like to have beards.
Well, that's kind of my thing. Veterans do like to have beards. One of the first things you did when you got out, you said, was begin growing this beard. Yeah. So it's kind of like your freedom.
Yeah. Before last week, the last time I shaved was October 21st, 2016. I know that name. I know that date because it's the day before I got out of the military. I had to go sign out and get my DD-214 that day. Had to be in uniform. So that was the last time I shaved. I had trimmed the beard, but I never shaved until old Matt Sainsing had his idea.
Right. And that's, what was that? That's 3 years.
No, a year. It's 2016.
Oh, it's 2017, I thought he said 14.
Phil. Yeah, it's, yeah. Are you a time traveler now?
Can't grow a beard or tell time, apparently.
Shut up. Let's go down a list of things that Phil can't do. Why are we talking to this guy?
It's funny because he was looking right at me when he was talking to me too, and I didn't even get what freaking year he's talking about.
He just thinks that you're old, and it seems like
It's just I was blown away by how handsome he is with that baby face. I mean, it's
I look like I'm 12. What are you talking about? I got carded the other day for
that
milk.
I got a comment on social media from our friend Joe Plensler over at the American Legion, Marine Corps veteran. It was like,
right.
Ha ha! You look like a child. Now I took it from a specific angle to hide whatever this nonsense going on with my chin. Or chins, I guess, at this point, are. And I looked at myself from the side in the mirror this morning. I caught a glimpse as I was leaving, and I look like Hank Hill from the side, from King of the Hill.
That boy just ain't right.
Boy, I tell you what.
I tell you what, I didn't want to shave my beard, and then when I saw what I looked like, I really realized that probably was the right...
Propane and propane accessories.
I looked at it, and I said, oh my God, I have the chin profile of... Hank Hill, the cartoon character, but I'm a real boy.
That's and you've got sad. The square glasses, too, like Hank Hill. Your glasses are kind of square.
That's right.
That's
you do.
True. I should start wearing just a white t-shirt with blue jeans. Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Every time I see you now, I'm going to go,
Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby. Peggy. Oh,
damn it, Bobby.
Yeah, this whole the whole thing, like, I'm glad to do it, anything that we're doing as a team. It's
sure,
nice
sure. No, it's nice.
But I enjoy my beard, and I'll be growing it back. And as I said, my son recommended I grow it back. My wife recommended I grow it back. So, right. I think this may be a one and done for me. Yeah.
Let's talk quickly because we are going to hopefully do something good with this. You know, obviously, we're going to grow our beards back and be like real vets with some facial hair. But
except for you.
It's freaking facial hair. Look at that. It's a goatee.
It's an infection.
It's a smooth criminal. It's what it is. It's looks a smooth like criminal.
That looks like something that would have happened like in the tunnels in Stranger Things season 2. Like that's what the kids were running away from.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a fungal infection. Like how it's got those little like tendrils and things. Like what's it? Cordyceps? The ones that take over ants and make them like zombies or something. It's like that's attached to your face.
No Phil, idea. Did you wet your face and then slip into a bucket of flour?
Of some sugar? Were you eating powdered donuts on your chin?
Flour and I don't know, like some.
Suck it. It's called the smooth criminal. The smooth criminal. I'm
smooth
coining that phrase.
It's barely got any hair to it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ain't got no heft.
You have
the soul patch within the
I got a white, very tightly groomed goatee and the soul patch. And the soul patch is just there for a little excitement.
Yeah, that's a good look, the soul patch. You and what was when Garth Brooks decided to pretend he was
Chris Gaines.
Else? Chris Gaines. Oh, Garth. You and Chris Gaines rocking
his alter
the soul
ego.
Patch.
Garth's rock and roll alter ego.
Keep in mind, that wasn't cool 20 years ago when it happened, and Phil still got it on today in 2017. He's rocking the soul patch.
I got a soul patch and a smooth criminal. Come on now.
Just
this is
like
hot.
Chris Gaines did.
You, shut up. Veteran charities you guys give a crap about. We've been doing this now several months, and we've all talked to some really, really great organizations out there. Jake, you got a favorite, or you got somebody out there you'd like to maybe highlight with respect to the fact that you're doing this beard mission? Is there somebody?
If we were raising money and I had my way, I think Lift for the 22 is one of the favorite charities, veteran charities we've talked to.
Oh, cool.
They're all about helping veterans who are in crisis get memberships to local gyms so they can work out their problems through physical activity. And it's something that it has helped me since I've had my dog. I've been walking a lot more and jogging, and it has helped. So I really agree with their cause, and that's who I would give the money to.
And I take it you can find them Lift 22.
Liftforthe22.org.
Yeah. Liftforthe22.org.
And they've had some issues lately with some people kind of trying to screw them over, essentially.
Right. And they'll, just to get it right here, they will help a veteran get a free gym membership, or they'll help
a year.
Yeah,
they'll
a year at a participating gym so they can work out stress through physical activity.
And they also try to loosely organize events. They have kind of like chapters at those gyms where the veterans will get together. So, working out's good, but if you're doing it by yourself, you're also missing out on that socializing aspect. So they try to organize those things as well to help out with it. So, they're doing
something. Yeah, in fact, I used to go to Gold's up where I live, and it's pretty cool because, obviously you intend to join a gym to lose weight and get, in shape, and that may or may not have happened for me. But the side benefit I noticed was like every Friday there was a group of guys, and, we'd go get barbecue or something or go get some food after we lifted on Fridays. Yeah. And it becomes a very cool social environment. My wife used to tease me because I used to call it the bro zone. And I'm like, I got to go to the bro zone.
Now, when you went to Gold's, was that back in the 80s when your goatee was cool?
Fucking hate you guys, man. Like, seriously.
You and the Hulkster going out there in Venice Beach, lifting, growing goatees, doing things that men do.
What are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
Let me tell you something, dude.
Brother. Hey, brother.
Listen to your parents, eat your vitamins, and shave off your goatee in 2017.
Now, turn on the video camera. I'm going to go in here and have sex with my friend's wife.
Oh, boy. Bubba the Love
Sponge. Wow. Really?
Wasn't that the whole scandal?
Yeah, it was a Clem. Bubba the Love Sponge's wife at the time. Yeah.
Hey, brother. Your wife's good looking and all, but I'm not sure I want to do that. Turn the camera off.
That was what led to the downfall of Gawker,
yep,
website. Now, their family of websites is still there. That site itself went down because apparently the Hulkster, he knows a lot. He knows about eating vitamins and saying your prayers and wrestling, but he didn't know there was a camera in that room, apparently. So, yeah, that's a problem.
Red light means it's off, right, brother?
All right. Let's switch gears from infidelity to a website that you support. That's a horrible segue. You know, Eric, tell me something.
There's a lot of different organizations out there doing cool things. The Boulder Crest Retreat is one, and that was founded by Ken Falk, who's a retired Navy EOD Master Chief, who got out, started a consulting and contracting company, did very well selling that a few years later, and became kind of independently wealthy and owned a nice large tract of land in Virginia at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And instead of just having that for himself and his family or whatever,
right,
started this retreat for wounded warriors first, just for the EOD guys. In 2010 and 2011, they went through their worst period of time when it came to amputations and injuries.
Mm.
I've been out there and visited the place. It's a beautiful place. The work that they're doing is incredible. They're trying, different types of therapies, including horses and all sorts of other outside the box stuff to try and help as a supplement to the care that, you know, our wounded warriors and those suffering from PTSD.
Sure.
And since then, it's expanded from just EOD to everybody. It's like anyone who's a combat veteran who's suffering from PTSD, those who, came back with a little bit less of themselves in one way or the other.
Yeah.
The Boulder Crest Retreat. And you can find out more about them, I believe, at bouldercrestretreat.org, or just look up Ken Falk, F-A-L-K-E, and see the stuff that he and Dusty Baxley and the rest of the team out there are doing. And it's really, really fantastic.
I think that's awesome because, like, you know, Jake brought up something that's localized to your backyard, you know, lifting, joining a gym, you could find some solace there. But these places, the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's epic, epic beauty, mountain beauty. And is it open all year long? Like, could you go there in the winter too?
So what they do, they have different times of year. They have times of year where it's just open to the wounded warrior, PTSD or physical, whatever it would be, to go through there. And then during the holidays, typically, they open it up for like any veteran, essentially, particularly those who are suffering from any number of things, for them and their families to just kind of have a place to go.
Oh, cool.
And it's a beautiful place, has an amazing garden there, these awesome cabins that are set up beautifully for those who are in wheelchairs and things like that. What they've done, it's an amazing, amazing place. And they keep doing more and more good work. They were working, and I might need to talk to them and get an update on this, on purchasing land to open up a second facility out in Arizona, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And they've kind of kept on growing, and Ken has the financial means to get everything started and do some of this stuff. But they also, they've gotten some donations from places, and they have a full-time staff there now and some really amazing people doing great work. And, that's one that I've been extremely impressed by. And there's more, like Don Shipley, retired Navy Senior Chief, United States Navy SEAL. What he's doing now is doing kind of hunting retreats on his property in Maryland for veterans. And we're actually going to...
Oh, that's cool. We were talking about that.
Yeah, we're going to go out and visit him. Sure what the website is right now. He had Extreme SEAL Experience. Now I think it's called Extreme SEAL Adventure. I'm not sure on the website for that. But if you look up Don Shipley, you can find more of the info on that. And we're actually going to go out with him and shoot some video later, like late November, early October, or late November, early December,
hunting season
time frame, and see that. But there's so many great things going on out there, and it's great to be able to shine the spotlight on them and kind of
Yeah, and if you're a vet out there considering like a getaway or your, you know, annual retreat or your summer vacation, like utilizing some of these places and going there, how perfect. Your family gets a little getaway in a cool place. You get your headspace completely checked in an environment that loves, respects, and supports you and is accommodating for those, you know, wounded warriors. So phenomenal suggestion, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's way cooler than your unshaved face. I can tell you that much. That is...
My unshaved face is still cooler than whatever the hell it is you got on yours.
People keep trying to tell me on Facebook, like old friends from the Defense Information School where I learned my trade in the military. Like, oh, hey, that's the guy I knew. And again, only when I take like that high angle. You know how you make fun, particularly of the ladies of Instagram for the different angles they take to make themselves look different?
And Eric's doing that.
Now I'm doing that.
I did the same
thing. I totally
thing.
Understand it. Because if you look at me from forward, like face forward, or God forbid from underneath, it's frightening. It's like a Star Wars character. You know that guy who worked for Jabba the Hutt and had that tail that like wrapped around his neck? That guy. That's what I look like.
With me from down below, you can see I'm not quite, but I'm almost at the double chin. Yeah. I'm almost there. That's been my mark of, okay, it's time to get serious about losing weight. We almost got the double chin. So
let me ask you, looking at you from like down below then, like, did your significant other scream in fear or try to call the cops the first time you had an amorous moment without the chin curtain? Get off me, stranger, danger, stranger.
No one was accused of rape in my home, Phil, if that's what you're asking. My God, how inappropriate.
I know, that's worse. So I got to ask, can you guys still be Amish without those beards? are you going to have to?
I think the Amish would be more concerned with my cannibal corpse collection than
or your
my
motorcycle,
face.
Car, television, video game system. I mean, there's a lot of rules. We're basically on an extended Rumspringa. That is where
extended Rumspringa.
Amish children like Jake and I head off into the Western world, the English world, as we call it.
Exactly.
And yes, we shouldn't be poking fun at the Amish.
No,
they're never going to hear it.
That's a good point. Make fun away. Have fun.
Yeah.
Who's
just want to know if I can count on you, Jebediah, to come over there and help me raise my barn.
I'm not helping you raise anything.
I'll help you raise about $3 to go get a razor and get rid of that travesty on your chin. How's that?
I just want to know if anyone understood your Charles Manson costume this year. It would have been totally lost on me.
I did have to carve a swastika into my forehead, but they eventually did.
I did not do that and never would.
As Eric pointed out when I cracked that joke earlier this morning, he's like, you know, Charles Manson committed most of those crimes without a beard.
Yeah, he was clean shaven for a while, and then he had a goatee. And we all know about people with goatees, don't we, Jake?
But he didn't have a smooth criminal and a soul patch. Like, I'm
sporting. A better joke would have been Ted Kaczynski, because he had the wild beard.
He didn't have the smooth criminal and the soul patch, because even Charles Manson ain't that fucking crazy.
That's good. Excellent causes, guys. And you know, here's to vets and the bearded vets out there.
I'll be one of them again.
Yeah, man.
I'm working on it as we speak.
All right, guys. Well, doing good work. We'll chat next week about your growth, and we'll have some more insults to trade, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Leven, Glaven.
Quick, someone kill it. Oh, wait, it's just Phil's goatee.
It's called a smooth criminal. Go grow some hair in your face. Some say he looks funny. Some say he looks weird. Who's that sitting there without a beard?
Oh my
it's
God.
Matt.
First of all, who says I look funny or silly? This is news to me. love the singing though. Gotta be a nice touch.
Nice touch.
I did not expect that. No.
Well, as it's Vet Beard Week, #VetBeard.
#VetBeard. Thank you.
I wanted to commend you on taking the bold step to reboot your face, and grow this thing out, and start a conversation about beards by removing yours. Very bold, and I think deserves a slow round of applause.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. It took a lot. But like the old saying goes, if you love something, shave it off. And if it grows back, then it was truly meant to be. And that's hopefully what will happen in the month of November.
Now, I asked the other guys, waking up with your spouse, waking up with your girlfriend, you know, did anybody roll over, see you without the beard, and like immediately start like pounding on you like stranger danger?
Oh, no. I did a good job of prepping the battlefield, so to speak. I was like, hey, by the way, just to give you a heads up, I'm shaving my beard.
She ever seen you without a beard?
She has. And actually, can I tell the story of how that last time that happened?
Yeah, no, please.
All right. So we were friends before we started dating.
Okay.
And we were back in Ohio, where I went to graduate school. And unbeknownst to her, I had a full beard at the time. Right. And unbeknownst to her, I had a shaving, let's call it a mishap, an accident, where I was basically trying to trim my beard myself, and I just f***ed it up. So I screwed it up so bad that I was like, this is not, there's no salvaging what I just did to my face. So I just took the clippers and just like sheared it off. Right. And then, but I had plans with her later that day. Hey, I sheared my face
like down to skin.
Like, yeah. Like and the first time in like a while.
I mean, you didn't just crop it so close. So you had like the professor beard.
No. I was barefaced. B-A-R-E, not B-E-A-R. Anyway, I had plans with her to meet up at a coffee shop. And I was sitting down and I was like, all right, I'm not gonna tell her I don't have a beard. I'm gonna see how long it takes for her to realize this. She walked up and down the aisles twice, looking around, like, where's Matt? Where is this handsome bearded man that no longer is here? And so she was like, and her first words to me were, you beardless motherfucker. I'm dead serious, right? I'm dead serious. So
she's a keeper. She is a keeper.
Yeah. Let's see if it lasts through the month of November while I have this baby face. I mean, people listening can't tell, but like I look like I'm 12 years old, man. I mean,
you really do. You have a very young face.
Yeah,
both you and Jake. You guys are young. Too. You're 30 something.
I'm 32.
Right? Yeah, okay. I mean, you're still young.
I voted in multiple presidential elections, but you'd never be able to tell if you're just looking at me right now.
No, when you and Jake shaved the beards off, you guys literally look like you could be late college. Mid-college.
Yeah, that's we'll go with that.
Jake especially looks a little younger than you.
He definitely does. He's baby-faced.
Like, he doesn't have a wrinkle. He doesn't, I mean...
I don't have wrinkles either, do I?
But the glasses give you kind of like a more educated look, you know? Like, you look like you could be, obviously, in college, but you might be mid-20s.
I'm just trying to find myself.
Jake looks like he's 19.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Yeah. I would say that... I had the most invested in this, being that I had the biggest and best beard, objectively speaking.
In my humble opinion.
No, I had empirically the best beard of anyone in Connecting Vets, and I shaved it off for the bit, so not a problem there.
I'm just wondering, is your Taliban commander going to be mad that you had to shave the beard?
Why did he say anything about it? Because he doesn't know about it yet, so...
Allah Akbar! Oh, you're punished!
Oh, man.
Does this mean you can't be a wizard at Hogwarts anymore? I mean,
that's a Harry Potter reference, and I'll be honest, I have neither read any Harry Potter book, nor have seen any of the movies. So I'm going to go ahead and not touch that with a 10-foot pole. Okay. I have no...
I just want to know if the other lumberjacks are going to be, they're going to tease you, you know.
And we're in flannel right now, right?
You literally are wearing flannel. Yeah.
How funny would it be if I had a face tattoo after I shaved?
Yeah, of like something completely inappropriate.
That's why I have a beard, guys. Like, well, you know, I'll say this.
Or what's some other crap? I mean, other than like something totally like hateful or gang oriented,
like having like a like someone else's face tattooed on my face would be kind of ridiculous. Like a fake, like a face on face tattoo,
or like the Mike Tyson. Like if you had like some tribal stuff on your jawline.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot he had that. Like, way to commit if you get a face tattoo, man. It's like, I will say this, like, after shaving my beard, you know, your face, and no matter who you are, your face is how you present yourself to the world.
It is.
So when I shaved, it's just like, it's a light switch, man. It's like dramatically on or off. And I'm still dealing with it. Every day for the past few days, I've woken up, gone to the bathroom and hoping the beard would sprout. We're starting to see a little bit of sprouts there.
No, I mean, you've got some serious shadow coming on.
Some stubs. Yeah.
It's good. And,
old stub saint sings what they call me.
You said that you're taking a supplement.
I am not. Who said that? I know.
We were talking about it last night.
I take fish oil.
Okay.
Because it's healthy.
Right. Bill, all right. How's that judgment taste? Is it bitter like the, like this coffee I have here? No, I take fish oil for health. And yeah. it just so happens that there's a happy byproduct of stimulating and, you know, nail and hair growth. And if I can tap into that for my facial follicles, then I would have been doing God's work.
So, no, amen. You know. Amen. Very good. And it's organic. You're using...
It's non-GMO.
Right. Yeah. You're using Western medicine.
Western medicine.
Or Eastern medicine, whatever the hell it is.
Where
okay. Good stuff. I took some fish oil yesterday, too, in that I had a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Filet-O-Fish. Who the hell goes to McDonald's? You know I'm going to get a Filet-O-Fish. Like, what kind of fish is it?
I don't know.
Filet-O. Filet-O.
It's Filet-O.
Yeah, Filet-O-Fish. Right.
All right, I know a lot of organizations that encourage the no-shave thing in November support a specific initiative. They support a website. Obviously, there's a lot of people raising awareness for men's health issues, including prostate cancer, male breast cancer, a lot of different things. I think we can do some good here with our hashtag VetBeard campaign going on. Hashtag VetBeard. VetBeard.
Shameless. But that's hashtag VetBeard for anyone listening.
But, you know, we've all come across some really, really cool people raising awareness and raising money for great causes, veteran related.
Yeah, for sure.
Does anything pique your interest? Has anything in the last few months stood out to you?
I would say the thing, you know, I'm a dog lover, right? Despite not having one myself, I will have one in the very near future. I just like, I like animals and dogs are kind of like the end all be all for me. You know, I cannot find a dog out there that I wouldn't want to love on. And so there's this organization called Hero Dogs. That's herodogs.org. And what they do is they place service dogs to veterans in the greater Washington, D.C. and Baltimore areas for free, by the way.
Okay.
So if you're a veteran and if you're struggling or if you kind of need some help and if you think a service dog could help you, this organization in D.C. and Baltimore will just go ahead and hook you up with a service dog.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, you know,
with or without recommendation from your physician?
Well, they contact you. Contact the veteran. Contacts this organization, and they have their own processes of applying and everything. And they match up the right dog to the right person. So it's not just an arbitrary. Here's Fuzzy. Figure it out. Right. It's what are your needs? Do you want one? Epilepsy is a problem. Is it trouble sleeping? Is it PTS? Other programs to help with some furry friends.
But this organization may actually help veterans maybe get the service dog sooner than they could through
the VA.
The regular VA channels,
absolutely.
Which, you know, exist. But let's face it, there's a lot of people. They have a lot of members. It probably is a little bit slower of a wait. So that's great. Ed, what is it again? Say the website one more time.
Herodogs.org.
Hero Dog. All right, good stuff, man. Well, we'll check in again next week, see more about the beard growth. Oh, hopefully you'll have something closer to 10 o'clock shadow or, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Midnight.
Full midnight. Midnight shadow. Moonlight saints. Okay, I'll guess up that. All right.
Midnight shadow sounds like an axe effect.
It sounds like a cool, it does, like axe. Yeah, it sounds like a cool like call sign. I guess it's midnight shadow call, you know, like when you're like F-16, like Top Gun, like people. I don't know, man.
Call sign's got to be one word, dude. You gotta have a two-word call.
You have a hyphenated one? It's 2017. We can do anything. All right.
Matt Saint Sing, Capitol Hill reporter, friend of the show, and as always,
I like you added friend of the show. I work here, man. Friend of the show, Matt Saint Sing. He's like, no, I'm also working.
Just go grow a beard.
Yeah.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.